Introduction. Making use of timber frame construction methods. To build your own house used to be a niche in the self-construction market. Nonetheless, according to a 2017 report, the number of self-constructed timber frames, or SIPs, is now almost equal to the number of self-constructed buildings. This is attributed, at least in part, to the factory quality and quick production time, going in handy with the development of a timber frame house. This beginner's time frame construction guide discusses what it's like, how to choose the right system or manufacturer, what the rate includes, and how those costs stack up to Makanery. Timber frame construction of some sort is a technique that has been around for millennia. Nonetheless, over time, it has become a remarkably sophisticated process. Today's timber frame construction is unrecognizable when next to its predecessors. While it's not ideal for every building scenario due to the ability to prefabricate elements, timber frame construction has its own set of advantages in relation to alternative materials. This guide will provide readers with a solid understanding of timber frame construction, and it also includes information on the benefits of its use, as well as how it can work with other building materials, such as external cladding on brick walls. Timber frame buildings are built to last, ensuring that there are still many historic timber-framed structures that are in use today. Chapter 1. History of Timber Framing. Timber is such an excellent building material that its use is predated to be history. No wonder. A lot of cultures around the world capitalized on this building method. Here's the backstory behind the timber framing development. Creating a foundation of a timber frame requires engaging in a long tradition of architecture. Located in Europe, Middle East, Africa, and Asia archaeological sites, timber framing has a global history. Because of the robust, durable quality of the wood and the pure simplicity of the building, timber framing has been prevalent in construction works for thousands of years. It was used to build homes and construct other buildings all over the world, where trees are plentiful. Nevertheless, timber framing evolved differently in each area, due to differences in the services available in different regions, and it was even absent from some others. Deserts, tundra, or the high Arctic are places where forests were scarce, so it was simply not possible to build timber frames or logs. Only certain parts of the world could have maintained a well-developed timber frame culture of vast and readily available woods. But there were many parts of the world where vast areas of forest-covered land provided excellent quality building timber. For example, in India, as early as 200 BC, the joints used to create timber frame structures already existed. Teak timbers molded and connected to basic joinery and bamboo pegs. Moreover, it is believed that the Jokhang Monastery in Lhasa, Tibet, is the world's oldest timber-framed construction, dating back to the 7th century. Japanese builders also discovered the strength and durability of dealing with wooden joints and fibrous timbers. Stone buildings would crumble under pressure in an environment vulnerable to typhoons and earthquakes, while the woods shrugged and bore the weight. Not to mention the iconic Japanese timber framing marvel, the pagoda roof. In Europe, since the Neolithic period, timber has been used as a building material in UK teachings. Archaeologists in England have found evidence of timber-framed dwellings dating over 10,000 years ago. Ancient stone monuments such as Stonehenge made use of joinery features identical to the timber framing systems of today. Recently, timber framing experienced an increase in prominence during the Roman and Georgian eras. Timber